Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wow, everything in this shot right now matches incredibly. My drink matches with the painting.
That is a little odd. Nothing in here matches.
You're going eclectic. I'm going...
Wait, what does eclectic mean?
You know, like... You know, eclectic.
Like crazy? Huh? You know, your vocabulary always impresses me.
Well, thank you.
I wouldn't peg you as a vocab guy. No offense.
Really? I feel like I've been teaching you words since you were born.
You have, but it's kind of like this weird, like, piece of you. It's like, whoa, that came out of left field. What the hell?
Yeah. Here's the question. Do you know a word if you can directly define it by the dictionary way? Or is it just like, because I feel like you can know a word and just know what the vibe is.
I live my life on vibes.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I actually don't like when you've got a person that's a little too technical.
A little pedantic.
Yeah, a little pedantic. Yeah, that's a Ted word. Again. Ted loves the word pedantic.
I feel like we deal with a lot of pedanticism.
We do. When somebody is like really nitpicky about the definition, but they have no like practical experience in something,
yeah,
it's very frustrating for me.
Somebody who's pedantic would be the kind of person that would never stand by knowing a word based on vibes, and that is terrorism.
Pedantic people never take it easy.
No, they don't. They don't.
And that's all I do.
Yeah. And do you know what does take it easy?
What?
The word eclectic means selecting or including a variety of styles, ideas, or sources.
I'm eclectic.
Let's take it easy.
We might actually be closer than normal right now.
No, I'm 5 hours ahead of you, whereas I'm normally 3 hours
behind. The time zones don't mean shit. You got to get off time zones right now. If you think the time zones mean...
Dude, that's all I'm living right now. I'm only living in time zones. If
time zones mean anything logical, you're off your fucking rocker. Time zones are just fabricated by the government to get you to work. They don't mean
for the farmers.
For the farmers.
So the farmers will wake it.
Yes.
Are we sure we're not talking about daylight savings right now?
Oh, don't even get me started on daylight savings. Who's saving time there?
Because I feel like time zones are kind of important, right?
Yeah, but they're not set up right.
Yeah. Well, we have a very familiar thing with time zones. We're looking at time zones every time we record this podcast, because if you guys are wondering, we sync our times up with this government website, by the way, ran by the government. That's actually a good point, Tucker. Ran by the government.
Owned by the people.
Time.gov. And if you look at certain areas, and Emma, you can throw this up on screen, like there's this little area, Wisconsin, it's sitting on Eastern Standard Time, while there's most of Wisconsin below it is on what is that, Mountain Time? Central? That's Central.
I think you're talking about Michigan, Ted.
Oh, is that a different state?
Michigan is two land masses separated by water.
Whoa. Wisconsin's... I'm confused. No. Zoom in on it.
How do I zoom in on this?
Or I don't know. Just look closely. You can see that little white line. Part of Michigan is in the central time zone.
Yes, part of Michigan is in Central Time.
I don't know. I just feel like Wisconsin's getting screwed there a little bit, too.
Here's something that's crazy.
There's no situation where you're going south and you should be changing a time zone. Come on.
Indiana is on the same time zone as Maine. First place to get sun. The sun probably rises in Indiana 2 hours later. Cadillac Mountain. Never been up it. Also,
it's a true shame.
Oregon has a portion of it that's 1 hour different than a portion of Florida. You think that was made in your best interest?
No, that was made to please somebody.
Absolutely.
The question is that we should be asking ourselves, easy takers, is who was that made to please?
Not the people.
That's the specific phrase. Who was this made to serve? No. Who was that made to please? Whose evil grin was came across their face when they... And then if you look in the middle of the country, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, there's this chaos line.
Chaos line.
That is, there's this chaos line that... And audio listeners, love you to death. It goes from the bottom of... or the left sliver of Kansas, just starts going rogue through the middle of the country.
You want to talk about rogue? We have to talk about Arizona, who for some of Arizona is all within mountain time, but then there's portions of Arizona that are on Arizona mountain time, but only portions of Arizona where they're like, we're doing our own thing. It's our own time. Yeah, they're making their own time. Arizona has its own time as a state. It's only one.
Is it like different by like a half an hour or something like that?
I think it's a half hour.
Yeah, no, that's some bullshit.
That's crazy. That's so confusing. Imagine living on the border.
No, it's craziness. It's craziness. Australia, they also use like half hour time zones.
Really? That would be so confusing.
It would be, because I only view my life in terms of whole parts. I don't take half. I'm taking it all. Give it to me. Give me that.
I agree.
Yeah? Well, say it with me. Give me that.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that felt
feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, that did feel good.
You know, someone's trying to tell some guy in a marketplace in the middle of Florence is like trying to say that he's giving you a little African bracelet for free.
You say, "Give me that."
I'm saying give me that, and I'm walking away. I'm not continuing the conversation. He's not getting my tip.
Absolutely not. Wait, do you tip people out there?
It's been a point of stress.
Because both my sisters are waitresses, and they had some Europeans come. The bill was like $500, $600 or something. They left a $10 tip.
Yeah, no, that's a point of yeah. Yeah, I can imagine, because they're not paid money.
A big table with a big bill is a lot of work.
Well, it's a lot of work, and it's also like there's a lot of kinetic potential of happiness in getting a good tip from something like that. Like they probably were working it up, and then they started realizing over the course of the meal, it's like, oh, they got a little accent going on here. I hope they don't fuck this up for me. And then
you're European. That's nice. We tip here. That's okay. And here are the specials.
I see this on Twitter a lot. I see this on Twitter all the time.
Because you're on Twitter a lot.
I check it. I'm checking.
Okay, what is it? What is it?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm on the reels all the time.
That is like, because most of Twitter discourse now is sort of just like one person coming out with not that it wasn't ever like this, but just spewing some vitriol out into the world. And then it's just like a bunch of fucking, as I've talked about in that video I made in January, a bunch of blue checks that are coming in there, and they're just like, yeah,
blue
checks. I actually believe the opposite of this. Yeah,
blue checks. Did you just use blue checks as like a slur? Yeah. A bunch of blue checks came in.
Yeah, paid blue checks.
Nice.
Paid blue checks, but they didn't earn it originally.
Just keep going.
I earned my blue check in 2021 before that motherfucker took over, okay?
Well, I see Instagram's got the same thing going on now. They got the little pay to check.
Not as many people know about it, though, so it's not as bad.
Well, maybe because I have like a high follower ratio thing. They're always,
do you?
compared to the average? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I am well above average.
Got a little bit of a following going on. Well, you know, above they're trying to sell it to me.
Yeah, they're always like, "Hey, wouldn't you like to have a check? I bet you'd like to have a check." They're advertising me constantly.
Yeah. No, but seriously, okay, so the guy will post something. It's like a European. He'll come into Twitter and he'll be like, "Yeah, I do not believe that when I go to America, I should have to tip because we do not do that over here. Do not make us engage in that." And then it's a bunch of Americans who are like, "Well, you're coming here.
Yeah, you gotta do some of our culture.
Yeah, you gotta do some of our culture because it's like if I'm going to this country, yeah, I'm gonna do the good thing for the culture. I'm not gonna try to fuck
which
with
is not tipping them."
I'm not walking into a Portuguese grocery store and being like, "You gotta carry more flavors of Oreos, okay? You can't just have the regular flavor.
Got
you gotta
Selena
have the
Gomez
vanilla
flavor.
You gotta have the peanut butter. You gotta have the Selena Gomez flavor,
dude.
And you gotta
in
have
America-
her boyfriend too."
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
America is so insane right now that we've been naming meals and flavors of food after celebrities. We're just like, you know, fuck it. That's the Lil Wayne burger. It's like,
that's been going on for a little bit too. Yeah, it's just like,
The most basic addition to a burger.
Rap snacks? Come on.
Rap snacks. It's like, oh, yeah, this is the Snoop Dogg chip. And guess what? They sell incredibly well.
They do, because you want to know what his music tastes like.
I'm curious.
Turns out, like, honey and tomato. Honey, tomato, sour cream.
I think rap snacks are a 100% legit. I think they absolutely do reach out to the rapper, and they're like, "What flavor do you want?" Because some of the rap snack flavors are ridiculous. But I think
for
Oreo.
Sure. No, there's no R&D done for a rap snack. Like, it's got to be like there are like seven different flavors in one chip. And it's like there's no
barbecue
way.
Barbecue sauce, ketchup, mustard, mayo, and garlic powder. And it's like, texted this rapper and he texted you that back and now I'm eating it.
And you know that if they were doing everything in their power to put all those flavors actually in the chip, then picking up one of those things would be like stomping on one of those weird mushrooms in the summer where it just pops out
a puffball.
A little puffball and goes everywhere. That's how much dust should be on there. But they're not doing that. It's always the same amount of dust.
But I think Oreo is a scam. So we got the Selena Gomez one, and it's just like red velvet
so
Oreos.
So you actually got the Selena Gomez one. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Trying to tell me.
I gotta know what.
You actually
got
the Selena.
Yes. I got the Selena Gomez flavor.
Do you feel like a little bit of a sinner?
I think there's still. I do.
Because you should.
I haven't even
That's
had
a sin
one yet.
You did, my friend.
I haven't even.
I think you're struggling with this.
Okay.
What? You got so pensive just then.
My point is her flavor is like a basic ass flavor. It's like red velvet Oreos or some shit like that. That's totally just an Oreo that Oreo was like, "Hey, let's make a red velvet one. Selena Gomez, you want to endorse this? We'll put your name on it." Whereas rap snacks are legit. You know,
rap snacks are legit. Yeah,
I don't know. I think the first one to do it was McDonald's in like 2019 or 2020. they had like the Lil Baby meal or something.
Lil Baby meal. Well,
and I thought it was a unique
how
item
many
at first.
Places have done this though.
Well,
there's because
it's like every month now.
Erewhon's known for doing this too.
Wait, what
the
is
fancy
Erewhon?
Grocery store?
I've never been to Erewhon because that just seems like. Well, actually, I've never even seen one. I don't know where I was going with that previous.
They're thought. In California.
Of course they are. You guys got different tiers of grocery stores for different tiers of humans.
Yeah, no, we've got the grocery stores for the rich. We've got the grocery stores for
the poor.
The poor. We've got.
And then there's Trader Joe's for Ted.
Yeah, dude, I've been walking around. I've been going around all of Europe with my Trader Joe's bag.
Oh, really? You have a Trader Joe's bag?
Yeah. The tote. I don't know where it is right now, but it's slinging over my arm, and I got my VHS cam in there. I'm walking all around. I'm doing good, dude. It's a good time. But wait.
They have
smoothies.
Okay.
You're
a big smoothie guy.
They've got the Hailey Bieber smoothie.
Hailey Bieber? Who is that?
Hailey Bieber, wife of Justin.
He's married?
Indeed. Soon, maybe he won't soon. People are saying there's a lot of drama there.
Really? Oh, split rumors 4 hours ago. 46.
Excuse me?
46 minutes ago, Justin and Hailey Bieber look happy together at concert amid divorce noise. Wow, Ted, this is the most topical thing you've ever said.
This is what people are saying online, is that there's like a lot of drama. There's a lot of drama between your Oreo girl, too. Between Hailey Bieber, Justin, and your Oreo girl.
No way. No way Selena's causing any problems. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah? Well, then the Celine stands are going to be hyping you up. Are you siding with Selena in this drama? Are you putting a press release out for that?
Tucker's press release... I'm officially endorsing, you can have it, Selena Gomez.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, lock it in.
I'm locked in.
It seems like the safer choice, to be honest.
Absolutely the safer choice, but that's not why I'm doing it. I firmly believe in her core values.
What are her core values? Can you run through those real quick?
She's pretty good looking.
That's her. Okay, that you can't say that. Her core value is her looks.
Well, it's one of them. You said list them. I wasn't done.
Okay. I'm just saying that's the first though that you chose. You know.
Okay. All right. She's got some good music. I think I've got a couple of her songs in my bulk.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That's Wizards of Waverly Place was like a pretty solid, you know, like that got you through the day.
What the fuck? It's doing it again.
Wizards of Waverly Place was good. It was not the best. Like, it didn't beat Drake and Josh. It didn't beat iCarly. But if it was on, you weren't really complaining. You were like, all right, I can do Wizards of Waverly Place. This is fine. So, yeah, that's my official endorsement. Of Miss Gomez. What the hell?
What?
You're Minnie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is what happens. I'm trapped inside the mini box, man.
The mini box.
This is where I'm trapped inside. I can't.
Are we just gonna roll with you in the mini box?
Dude, I don't want to be here. Help! Help!
This is an awesome tweet. Someone in the United States has no clue that this is their last weekend with all 10 fingers. That's great, dude.
That is funny, but who?
All right, I'm getting a fucking beer. You don't know what you're doing.
Right. Yeah, because I didn't want to do VHS cam again. But now I'm stuck in the mini box. I feel like I'm in jail here. In the mini box.
Okay. Ted's in the mini box. I'm back. I got another Narragansett. And I also grabbed the Selena Gomez Oreos from the fridge.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't had one yet. Emma's been all over these, I think. Actually, not, though.
Dude, I'm so pissed that I'm in this mini box.
Yeah, you look like a chump.
I do look like a chump. It's like the universe has placed me in here to be like, oh, you got to have a timeout. And I didn't even do anything wrong. Maybe I should put this pillow over here. Maybe it didn't like happen when I had the pillow, three pillows on one side and only, you know. Maybe that looks nice. Maybe I'll be blessed. Can we bless me?
Let me give you the review first.
You definitely need to show the mini box, though, when it switches to this, because this is a technical difficulty that I don't, it confounds me currently.
Ted, I think you're bumming everybody out with all this mini box talk.
Dude, I'm trapped here. I can't not talk about the mini box if I've been banished to this place.
So, Selena Gomez Oreo, it's
someday Selena's. You're going to be put in a mini box and it's going to hurt so bad, and I'm not going to feel bad for you. Yeah, you are. You probably
Selena's
will be. Selena's
chocolate and cinnamon cream cookies. These are nothing special. Those do not have the balls. They don't have half the balls that Wrap Snacks have.
Can you say the name of the flavor again?
It's Selena's chocolate and cinnamon cream cookies. It's in a maroon package.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would say not worth it. It's not better than a regular Oreo.
Wow. So is this like, do we need to put out another press release that you're standing against Selena's?
No, I'm with her. Always.
Wow. I love the conviction fists.
I'm with her. But that being said, I don't think your Oreos are that great. But I also suspect Oreo wanted to try this flavor out and they just used your name as like a way to push it.
They're being pushy about it.
Yeah, I don't think Miss Gomez came up with this flavor.
Yeah, no, I could definitely see that. I think it's certainly possible that it's Oreo entirely was like, possible. Hey, Selena, we've got a list of 25 weird fucking flavors that we want to put out there, but we're a little bit scared about it. So maybe you pick one. You feel like one was the best for you.
Whereas
you put it out.
Wrap Snacks was probably just DMing rappers and being like, hey, what flavor potato chips would you like to see? And they DM'd them back and it was like, okay, we're making
it. I wonder what the split she gets on those Oreos is.
That's what I was wondering. I bet it's pretty good. Because I doubt
it's
she had to
be.
Do any work for this. She's not even on the package.
But you know that there's like a selection of fat asses that are like, I gotta try every Oreo flavor that exists. Like there's
dude,
Oreo.
That sounds like a video you'd do.
No.
Maybe a couple years ago. Before new Ted with his fancy videos.
If anything, I'm little Ted right now.
Well,
I'm little Ted in
the
I'm,
universe
I'm in
was
the,
like, Ted's getting too big. Let's put him in the mini box.
Dude, I can't fix the mini box right now. All the solutions that I had previously to the mini box are not working anymore. If anything, the mini box was a bacteria, and I got infected with the disease. And then later on, and I used I used antibiotics earlier on the mini box, and then the mini box gained antibiotic like resistance, and now this is a stronger Omicron wave of mini box that I'm dealing with right now.
Have we
I'm in
told
mini box
the
COVID.
Audio listeners what's going on?
Basically, my camera looks like maybe like 90% smaller in the center of the screen, and I don't know how to fix it. And we're calling it mini box right now, and it's turned into the way I've described it now, it's turned into a disease. And I'm stuck here.
Ted has the mini box STD right now.
No. This was not sexually transmitted. And if anything, then that brings up questions with you then.
Well, excuse me? You're on a different
planet. I don't know. I didn't have mini box until I got in the call with you. And now you're saying it's an STD. And now it's like, where have you been going?
I've been going to work.
Have you been going to the hotel for a night just to get away from your wife?
Absolutely not. I will never do that. I will never do that.
Well, you might have. There's a bunch of mini boxes there. Little mini box
TVs.
There's
a lot of little men there, too. Who are scared of their wives and scared of their life. No, I've been working a lot, and I've also been fishing a lot. No, not a lot. Not a lot. But I did hit the river with Larry on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got in the river. We were wading around. He broke his fly rod. So, yeah, he's dealing with that fallout right now. Bad day for Larry. And then...
Nice. I'm in Portugal.
Yeah, that's just not that cool, though.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Have you seen any good fly fishing rivers?
I feel like I've only seen... Since I've been in Europe, I feel like I've only seen one bird.
Damn. They got rid of a lot
of
the birds
there. Like in terms of... There's pigeons, and then there's this other type of bird that I've been seeing.
Like in the
and
city?
And if I had a pair of binoculars or knowledge, I might be able to identify it. But for the time being, it's just kind of like the birds that fly really fast around the cities.
Pigeons?
Might be a sparrow.
It's probably a house sparrow. It's probably a house sparrow.
They got wings like this.
It could be a starling. Is it black?
Yeah. Black as night.
Could be a starling.
I'm thinking that's what I was telling my parents. I was like, hey, check out what could be a starling or a house sparrow.
Those are the only two names like I know. So different birds. They don't look anything alike, but it's okay. I caught a fall fish this week.
Oh, I saw a crow.
Man, Ted, your birding is abysmal. It's abysmal.
It was
honestly,
small crow. I thought it might be a baby crow.
I don't think those are real.
Baby crows?
Yeah, dude. Has anyone ever even seen a crow nest? I don't know.
Yeah, I think a lot of people haven't even seen a bird nest.
What?
People grew up in cities and stuff. They're not going around looking for birds' nests.
Oh, one time, Emma's family, this was last year, they left for the week or something in New York City. They left one of their windows open. They came home. A pigeon had made a nest inside their apartment.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that nasty?
Yeah. They had a pigeon make a nest in their apartment. And so they like got it out of the apartment, got rid of the nest. Then it made a nest on that windowsill. And it would just look at them all day.
Dude, I'm free from mini box, baby.
Oh, Teddy's back.
I just took some more mini box antibiotics, and hopefully it'll last for the rest of the episode.
Hopefully.
Oh, so like, why'd you call me here today? I'm having a blast in Europe.
I'm
having a spirit. I'm having a spiritual journey.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah, I am. What was with the tone behind that? I didn't like the tone.
You don't strike me as a spiritual guy.
First of all,
I can see you mildly falling back into Catholicism.
Whoa!
But that's on, it. Man.
Come on,
I could see you becoming a little more Catholic. But
that's crazy. I hated going to church.
I know, but maybe you go through some hard times or maybe some good times and you're like, I should give the church another go.
Dude, give me something. Give me a little bit.
I'm giving you the Pope right now.
I don't want him. He's from Chicago.
Yeah, that is kind of lame. The Pope should definitely be European. Here's another press release for you. The Pope should be European. Sorry.
That you're putting that up. Dude, you're throwing
throwing them out.
You're calling a press release every
As
10 minutes.
An American with Catholic roots, the Pope should be European.
Okay. I want to put out a press release myself.
Oh, okay. I'll vet it. What is it?
No, you don't get it vetted. I'm putting it out. Okay, the press corps is already here. No, they're already here. They're here. They're here. They're looking.
All right, you guys got it. Let's hear it.
All right?
Let's hear it.
I'm coming out as spiritual. I'm coming out of the spirituality closet. I'm coming out of the spirituality closet.
So you've been closeted spiritual person?
Yeah.
I just don't think the press corps is going to buy that.
I'm looking at signs. I'm looking at signals. 16, it's my lucky number. I'm seeing
I've
it
actually,
everywhere.
I got to get serious for a minute here. I've actually had a weird number of coincidences been happening lately. A weird number of things lining up. Weird amount of deja
vu. Doing witchcraft on you, buddy.
It really does feel like that. This is a cry for help. There has been a weird number of coincidences happening in my life where
this is
like
part
something
of the press release.
This is me trying to, this is a call for help.
This is you trying to grapple with something.
I'm looking for answers. And last night within the illusion, I started thinking about it. I was like, oh fuck, dude, this is getting too deep. This is getting too real. I started thinking about it and I was like, whoa, what if like different streams of consciousnesses are getting closer together? Because I'm about to have this kid. So like reality's getting crazy.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, it was some good high percent Massachusetts stuff. Okay.
Sorry, what was that? It was some good what?
It was good. Okay. It was good.
It was some good.
It was anxiety inducing as well. Which is kind of fun sometimes. It is kind of fun sometimes. But it was a little much when I was trying to fall asleep.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten a good dip in the illusion in a while. But I will say, speaking from an outside perspective, I feel like the illusion is a place in which coincidence is far more frequent and far more...
Okay. All my coincidences have been sober, though. That's why they're freaking me out. Because, like, I see this niche article about, like, shrimp that live in the New York City drinking water. And then we're watching Broad City at night, and they're talking about it on an episode from, like, 10 years ago that we just happened to be watching. I'm like, what the hell? That's weird. Those are two really niche things lining up. What's going on? Who's onto me?
Right.
So I have a lot of things where like two niche things keep touching. Like it's very odd. And I don't know if I should be nervous.
So are you spiritual now? Are you coming out?
I've always been spiritual.
Press corps.
Press corps.
Press corps getting on
there. I'm more like superstitious. And karma oriented.
A little stitious.
A little stitious. I knock on wood frequently.
So why are you allowed to have these pleasures, but I am denied everything but a cold cathedral of which I may return to?
Because you are a more extreme individual than I am. So you should get the extreme version of spirituality. It's more power. More power.
Okay.
But as a common man,
you're trying to chum it up for me by saying there's power in it. That's
there
crazy.
There is.
Who do you think I am? You think I'm this power hungry bastard?
When you relapse into Catholicism, the Pope will view you better than he will me.
I don't know. Like, he doesn't know everyone. It's not
like
he's Jesus.
Yeah, but
if you
show up on his doorstep one day and you're like, I'm Catholic, man. And I'm just like, I just believe in karma
just
and stuff.
Unbelievably easy access to the Pope in this scenario.
I show up on his door and I'm like, yeah, I'm into like karma and I'm superstitious. He can only take one of us in. He's taking you in. He's not taking me. So you are getting a little more access with this Catholic thing you have going on.
But like, I feel like of anyone that I would want to hang out with in a scenario like that, I'm not trying to go hang out with the Pope.
Hanging out with the Pope.
That's got to be the lamest hang you could think of. Like, cool in an ironic sense. It's cool in an ironic sense of being like he's not looking, and I pull out a joint, put it in my mouth, and I take a selfie with him, you know? And I'm like, wait, hanging with the Pope. What? You know what I'm talking about. Ironic Twitter moment. I'm with the Pope. I pull out a joint, put it in my mouth, and I take a selfie with him. There's nothing you can do about that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you on Twitter more than you're on Instagram these days?
I'm on Instagram far more.
All right, dude, I'm straight up fucking addicted.
To Instagram?
Instagram is by far...
Yeah, you're sending me
a lot of reels. You a fraction of the reels I send other people. That's how much I'm on it. That's how much. You're not even my top reel guy, not even close.
Why am I not getting many reels?
I'll
tell you why I'm not sending you reels, but you got to tell me why you're not sending me reels.
Oh, okay. You just made it interesting. Well, my top reel guy is Emma. Secondly, it's probably Megan, my sister.
Okay.
Thirdly, it's probably my mom. And then it's probably King, because he's back on Instagram. And then it's
At least I just got in just the top five. By a hair. Not even in the top three, though.
I didn't know that you were that invested in the reels I send, so I can start, like, I can
well,
get you back
damaged,
up.
Well, you've damaged it.
No, I can boost you back up. Like, tonight, I'll send you, like, 10 reels.
Here's what I'll say. You've damaged our meme-sending relationship for several reasons, and I'm about to break them down to you right now because you're on trial and the press is here.
Okay.
Tucker is a fucking meme elitist prick when it comes to the stuff that I send to him.
Nice.
Because Tucker, if I send... What was that?
It's true.
It is. If I send a meme to Tucker that he has at any point in his life seen... I get berated for it. He's like, even if he saw it 2 minutes ago, he'd be like, I've known about this for hundreds of years, dude. How dare you send this to me right now, you son of a bitch.
There was a streak there where I felt like every reel I was getting from Ted, I saw 10 minutes ago. And I was just like, this guy is behind the times. What am I doing talking to this guy? He's living
in the
past.
Do you know what's
crazy about
that? What? Is that means that we got the same sense of humor, buddy. We got the same sense of humor, and I'm sending you memes that you would enjoy. It's stuff that you saw, you liked, and then got mad that I also liked that and thought of you.
You know what is a real bummer, and this happens to me frequently, is when
I'm telling you about the real bummer right now.
Oh, I've got a realer bummer. When I see a reel.
Oh, so now we're questioning my struggle.
No. Two struggles can exist at the same time without the validity of either one being jeopardized. That was a very mature thing to say.
Press corps. Oh, okay. Well, now it's been reduced.
Okay.
Because
the worst.
You just started hyping. like a group of kids are fighting. Guys, don't hit each other. That's rude. And by the way, this was a very mature thing for me to say. Kids be like, why'd you add that on? What is that? You don't need to add. People just experience that. You don't need to tell us that you're being mature.
I would say one of the struggles of the modern man is when you see a good reel and you're like, that was funny. I should send that to so-and-so. And then you're like, nah, I won't. And then they end up sending it to you. And you're just
I feel like you didn't think of it.
Well, no, it's like I thought of it, but I didn't go through with it. And the fact that they sent me it means they really enjoyed it. And I could have been the pleasure in their life.
Oh, so I see what's happening here.
Sometimes you send me a reel that I've already seen, but I didn't think to send it to
you. And you're mad. So you're this is a projection that you're doing then. You're mad you didn't send me that reel.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. It's a bummer. Whoa. To think that, oh, this is a
breaking
reel
news
so good that
for the press corps. Tucker, and you, I don't even need to say the headline. The press corps will think of it. But here's the problem. I had to strike a pose for a second there. Here's the problem. Because of your projection and your fear, because this is real fear here. There's like a TV that's going through Netflix right now, and I got to turn that off. It was changing the light on my face. This projection of yours has resulted in a reduced communication of reels between the two of us. Because now I'm like, I look at a reel and I'm like, he probably, because sometimes I'll send you reels. I'll send a couple and you'll just message me on the reels and you'll be like, these have been really fucking weak lately.
I got to keep you in line. I got to keep my people in line.
Do you do this? You're not doing this to your mom, though. You're not doing
you
this.
You don't think I'm doing that to my mom? Really?
Okay, fine. You're not doing this to your wife.
Yeah, you think that? I'm doing this to everybody I got on the reels. If they're not delivering high quality product, I am like, what's going on? Why are you slacking? Don't send me shit. I want high quality reels in my DMs.
And you know, and to be honest, part of the reason that I responded to your recent reel in the way that I did about that thing that you were like, this is just like your mom. And it wasn't, by the way. Didn't sound anything like her.
I sent Ted a reel.
I was a little sure. I was like, LOL, not at all. I was cold about it.
Yeah, and I got pissed. I was like, Emma, look what Ted said. He said not at all. I was like, absolutely not. He's out of his mind.
Contextually, I had just woken up at like 7 a.m. that morning and gone to the Florence airport.
Oh, so you were grumpy.
And got off. Well, yeah. What was that not clear by the message?
Grumpy? Well, I just thought you were being your regular factually incorrect self. But now that I know you were being grumpy, maybe a little belligerent, it's all adding up.
Okay, I'll watch it again right now.
Okay, it sounds...
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, this
is
like
identical. It is as close to your mom.
The voice,
as a random
the voice
person
just does
could,
not.
Okay. Ted,
you're changing
think of
the goalposts.
All the
here.
Voices out there in the world. That one is like within a few points of your mother.
Nah. You said this one is the same voice as your mom. And my mom's not saying frickin'
yes,
all the
is.
Time. She's like, you frickin' kidding me? Frickin'.
That person had
she's not saying
such,
that.
Such a like Brockton accent. I was
no,
you could
she doesn't. She doesn't. She doesn't even have like a Boston accent.
Your mom has an incredibly thick Boston accent. Are you out
the,
of your
the
mom?
Person in this reel does not have a Boston accent.
Yeah, they do. It's okay. We can disagree, but
I don't
you
know. It sounds like
kind of smart...
New York to me. No, she's like doing off. She's doing awe. I'm hearing awe in her voice. I'm thinking this is like, I'm thinking this is New York in this.
If you put a gun to my head and you said, who is talking right now? And you played that reel, I would say Lisa Nivison. I would say that
this
without
feels like
seeing
New
it,
Jersey or New York. I'm hearing New Jersey or New York going on in this woman. I'm not hearing Brockton.
I don't know what to tell
and
you.
Maybe, may, here's what I'll say. Maybe if you had a pie, bar pie, from Cape Cod Pizza in Brockton, you'd understand what that world is like.
I'm driving that way on Thursday, but I was going to go at like late at night to avoid the traffic. So,
yeah, no. I'm looking at some of these. Yeah, no, you, yeah. Here's what I'll say. You sent a really good one. But it was one that I didn't even really knock you for, but I did recognize I had seen it before you, which was the cave dweller mod pack for Minecraft, which I think is something that maybe she should. I had this plan in my head that I was like, oh, we're going to do Take It Easy Gaming one day, and I'm going to have a different server than the regular server. And we're like, just download this mod kit. Don't look at the mods at all, which you wouldn't have looked if I told you not to look.
Dude, I don't care about the mods. I would have just been like, then, oh, whatever.
Imagine, especially because of the mining kick you've been on recently, imagine you go down to the mines and you run into that. I think I would hear the first real fear from you.
Yeah, no, that. So for context, guys, the reel I sent Ted was like this creepy demon thing that like chased this dude out of the
cave dweller mod.
The what mod?
The cave dweller mod.
Yeah, it looked really cool. And anything, Ted used to be a Minecraft mod reviewer on YouTube. So, you know, whenever I see a cool mod, it makes me think of Ted. I'm like, oh, Ted would appreciate this more than anybody.
Hey, guys, what's going on? It's Total Miner Builder here.
That's when I started watching you.
Total Miner Builder. Yeah, 2011.
And I used to be like, oh, because I was watching your Minecraft mod reviews before I was playing Minecraft. And I was like, damn, that game looks cool. This guy's a YouTuber. That's cool. Maybe he can show me how to play Minecraft, and that would be cool. You were just a cool guy.
Back then.
Well, now you're just another guy. But back then, you were the guy. It's okay. You can be proud of what you were.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm going to start sending you reels again.
Yeah, I think we should start sending each other more reels.
I'm going to give that back to you, but I need some assurances.
Yeah, okay, I won't be mean to you.
Yeah?
I'll save it for my mom and Emma.
I'll still try to send you funny shit.
I think sometimes what I'm laughing at, I'm like, Ted's going to be offended by this.
No.
Instagram surprises me because it basically has no filter. It's like, here's the most racist meme you've seen all year. Here's the dude getting blown up in Ukraine. Here's like some street fright.
That's your feed, and also what you turn any account you have control over into.
Yeah, the Chuckle Sandwich YouTube channel.
The Chuckle Sandwich YouTube channel is like gun videos, Ukraine GoPro videos.
Yeah, I was really into those for a while.
And like, how to like tie fishing line.
So for context, guys, when I was on Chuckle Sandwich, we were doing the uploads and stuff. So Chuckle Sandwich was logged in all the time, mostly on my computer when I would just be like,
it becomes Tucker's YouTube account. It becomes his browsing YouTube account.
Like Tedder Schlatt logs in, the homepage is just everything I'm watching.
It's just guns. Mostly guns.
Well, there's a lot mostly of gun channels to follow. It's hard to keep up.
Mostly guns, and then like a YouTube video essay that'll be like why the U.S. will stay in power for the rest of eternity.
No, because of the 11 it's more aircraft like carriers why we Metroid have. Prime will change your life forever and make you love your son more. That's like 2 hours, 5 minutes.
You're like, I watch that one. I have a bit that I like to do sometimes with the other creators that are. When they visit America, I did this to Tommy, and it was like not even a funny bit, but I kept doing it.
Yeah, that's kind of your life.
Where I just kept finding ways to bring up the fact that the United States had 11 aircraft carriers and every other country doesn't even get close.
That is a really fun fact. I think I said, see, here's a weird coincidence. I had a discussion about that this past week.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, because it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
people get worried about like, oh, we're going
and honestly,
to war.
I kind of want more. Is it weird that I have this desire in me? Dude, that they just keep building them, so it just becomes so ridiculous that nobody even knows what to do about it. Like, it's like, why do we have almost six times the amount of aircraft carriers as the next competitor? I think that the most another country has is two.
We have, yeah, and I think it's Great Britain that has two. And I think everyone else has one.
I got moved into the box.
I'm going to blow your mind. I'm pretty sure we have 11 active carriers, and then we have some like 10 or 11 like reserve carriers. They're like mothballed, but they could be ready to go in a certain amount of time. Like they're decommissioned, but not fully.
Okay, well, how much time do they need?
I would say like I'm going off nothing. But nothing. I would
nothing
say
but the fact that you were a Marine. A
I would
year?
Say
that's
a year.
Too much time, man. What that's if we got shot up. At right now?
Well, the 11 go and they start immediately working up the others.
Speaking of war and politics, a little bit happened since we last talked.
Yeah, we started bombing another country in the Middle East.
Seems like a foolish,
foolish
seems like a bad idea.
Stock market's booming. S&P 500's up. Fucking 20%+ since I bought in. Yeah, it seems like the U.S. is on track to keep doing what it's been doing for at least 50 years.
So you think the Iran bombing made the stock market go up?
Fuck yeah. It did. It's cranking.
That's crazy. That shouldn't work that way. It shouldn't work like that. Why are they doing that?
My S&P 500 is up 21% almost.
Why is it doing that?
We got to buy the bombs, dude. I don't know. I don't
know. You think it's just because like Lockheed Martin's like, buckle up.
I don't know. I think Americans just live for that shit. It is a strange. I'm not endorsing it though. This is an official.
That's a crazy reason though. That's a crazy reason to just be like Americans love it and they just start investing in random shit because they hear we dropped a bomb and they're just like I'm gonna invest. That's
here's,
not how it
works. Here's the press release relating to the bomb. The Iran situation has made the price of gas go up about 20 cents, and I just started driving a truck with a V8. So gas is now an issue for me because I just filled up a 3/4 of a tank was like $100-something.
Mm.
So that was a bummer.
Why are you driving a truck?
I got a truck now. Yeah.
Your dad gave you the green truck?
For the baby shower.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, that's big. This has been a long time coming. Like we always knew this day would come. But it happened. Okay. It happened. So now, yeah, I drive the truck to work every day.
So so now Tucker's got his green truck too.
My
Tucker
high
and I grew up both driving.
We would park our high school green trucks next to each other in the high school parking lot, and now we're both driving them.
And then Moses would throw trash in mine.
Yes. And I would film him doing it, and I would send it to Ted.
Send it to me
and I would
on
say,
Snapchat.
This is a problem.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay, what are you
just gonna keep that one? You gonna keep that one going as long as you can?
Keep. Wait, what? You lost me.
You're gonna keep that one. You're like me now.
Oh, this is a forever vehicle.
So you're like me now.
I'm just like you.
Tucker was giving me so much fucking shit when he was last in Los Angeles.
No.
Because
we also have a Subaru.
I got one parking spot, asshole.
That isn't my problem.
It is now.
Well, actually...
Well, no, you know what? Actually, you made it. You made it your problem.
Well,
you were like,
if Ted has a 2002 Toyota Tacoma with a a 1.5 cab. So the back seat is brutal to sit in if you're, I don't know, a normal adult, a pregnant woman. And Ted's like, oh, let's go drive my truck
somewhere. Dude, I would have, okay, first of all, pause there. Emma's never sitting in the back while she's pregnant.
No, that means it's my fucking problem.
Yeah, it is.
And sitting in the back is cute sometimes, you know, it's cute in high school. But as I'm getting older and I you know, the amount of nonsense I'm willing to put up with is shrinking. You know, my
Tucker basically told me that in order to appease him, I needed to get an entire new vehicle that I can drive him around in when he's in LA.
I was like, okay, if we're going to be doing a long drive, we're going to be commuting around LA. We need to be driving like a normal.
He
vehicle.
Like delivered it like it was an Inquisition. Like, well, it was like a fucking. It was like a fucking, like, you gotta get a new car, man. Like, I'm like,
I fly all the way out there. I don't want to be crammed in the back of a Tacoma.
Get a rental.
That Tacoma. Well, maybe I will get a rental. We'll see what the budget looks like. Take it easy. Still up in the air. Still up in the air.
We'll see.
But my truck's a single cab. Emma and I been driving around in it. It's pretty fun. She can barely get in it. Yeah, it's nice. But the gas is ridiculous. That thing takes a lot of gas. It's got a big tank and it's got a bigger engine. Ted, we need to get you back to the United States in time for the 4th of July.
I'm never coming back.
Because I think it would just be
I'm just going to be traveling. Every episode, Take It Easy, I'm going to be in a new country. It's going to be like, hey, hello China.
We need you here because it's almost our big, beautiful birthday.
Nah, man.
Actually, when this shit comes out, it'll have already happened.
Well, really?
Yeah, it's on Friday. It's on Friday.
You're treating this like it's Christmas.
The 4th of July is my favorite holiday. Last year I caught a monster striper and then we ate it.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we watched the fireworks.
There's a bunch of, I honestly, you know, part of me is a little bummed because I got invited to a couple 4th of July parties. But
wait, who's inviting you?
I'm not telling you that. Wait. You're going to try to get in with that.
No, I'm not. I have the most fun on the 4th of July. By far.
Oh. Dude. You could consider me to be like a missionary right now.
Oh, are you trying to convert people out there?
To American?
Yeah.
Sure.
Are you like handing people brochures on the street? Like, hey, have you heard about the 4th of July?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful time.
Yeah, no, we've heard about the 4th of July. You guys don't shut the fuck up about it. Like,
it is a really fun holiday.
This is by far probably the worst time to be... to do that. If I were to think of the worst time I can do that.
The government's not looking great. But as
it's not.
It's not. It's not looking great right now. But hating the government is the most American thing you can do.
4th of July.
4th of July. Yeah, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be fishing. Probably going to leave at 5 a.m. You know how it is. Maybe you'll get an Instagram post, guys. That's my usual. No, I'm actually not looking to get fish. I'm looking to get other people on fish. I'm going to try to host.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's the honorable thing to do. Night. Wait, what? You caught a fish?
No, I had some. I ate it.
Oh, it doesn't take any skill. You're saying that like, you're saying, oh yeah, I ate a fish. Like,
I think it takes
like
a little
you
bit
worked
of skill.
For it.
I worked for that fish. I bought it.
Restaurant or home cooked?
Restaurant, man.
You didn't do shit.
Yeah. Well, I was classic.
How much tip? What kind of tip? You leave a tip?
We didn't even get to that part of the conversation.
So you
originally.
Really didn't do anything. You just showed up at a place, you gobbled it up, and you walked out.
I got the traditional Portuguese dish.
What is it?
Like the fish of the day a bras or whatever. Or
you don't
the
even
cod
know.
Thing a bras.
You put no effort into this meal. You don't even remember what it was.
It was good. I had like seven different. It was just like a seven different little things.
You had
across.
A smorgasbord.
I did. Dude, I had four different types of cheese.
Okay, say what you will about the Americans. I think you're getting too gluttonous over there.
Me?
Yes, you.
What do you mean?
Four different types of cheeses in one dinner? That's gluttonous.
It was a starter. It was a cheese board.
That was just your starter?
Well, no, it wasn't my starter. It was my cheese board before my starter. My starter was...
Okay. I think you're proving my point.
My starter
press core
was
head is
a little bit of bone marrow.
Oh.
Bone marrow.
Katie had bone marrow today.
Yeah? Change your tune?
Yeah, I do like bone marrow.
You like bone marrow. And I was thinking about that. And I was like, maybe I should send a picture of this to Tucker. And I'm like, no, he's going to treat it just like he does my reels. He's going to say, fuck you.
No, I saw Katie posted bone marrow today. I was like, fuck. I love bone marrow.
My friend Katie?
Your friend Katie.
Oh,
she sent
really?
A picture of it. Yeah.
No, she did. She probably posted on her story.
She posted on her story. But I was like, damn, that looks good. Because Ted introduced me to bone marrow at Yamashiro, Hollywood. So
they don't
good.
Sell it anymore there either.
That's horrible.
It was tragic.
I'm not even going to go anymore. Like that was like half the reason we were going there.
It was really good there that time we went.
It was really good. And here's the thing. If you're a picky eater, guys, take it from me. I was a picky eater as a kid. I'm not now. I'll eat whatever. Bone marrow sounds gross. It sounds intimidating. It's not. It's like liquid butter. You put it on
is.
A little piece
it's
of toast.
So
it's the
what
best.
I had. You want to know
healthy.
What I had? Do you
yeah,
want to know what I had?
Yeah, whatever.
I'll tell you what I had if you want.
Yeah, no, if we have to hear it, I guess we can hear it.
Steak tartare shows up.
Oh.
It's in the bone. It's in the bone. They each have, and then the bone marrow shows up in its own bone. And then it came with a bunch of little slices of bread. And then also these weird little hollow spheres that I could cut in half. And they turn into two little bowls, edible bowls that I could put. So I would put in the steak tartare. And then I would, on top of it, get a little scrape of the bone marrow out, put it on there. It was probably the best bone marrow scenario I've had since we had the Yamashiro thing. Because I feel like I've had bone marrow in other situations, and they've just been weak imitations.
Next time you are with me in a city, I would like you to take me to a place where I can get steak tartare.
Have you never had steak tartare?
I've never had it, and I want to know if it's worth the hype.
I think that it was worth the hype in the scenario where it was paired
with
the
bone
marrow.
Well, maybe we get both.
That was worth it.
I feel like a place that's willing to serve you steak tartare is going to have bone marrow.
I'll tell you one thing that happened to me, though, at this dinner that I think may have been how you say a main character moment, a moment of you just leveled up, or like I got a skill point or something for doing something that got me a lot of experience. I looked at the wine menu.
Oh, you didn't.
I did. And I chose a thing on the menu based on what I was having, because I have gone on like two wine tours when I was in Italy with my family.
He's so drunk he doesn't even know.
Two wine tours with my family. And so I've been hearing a lot about all these wines and different ways to describe them. I don't know the difference between something that's complex or full-bodied. They kind of all sound like they're describing the same thing when the people are talking about them to me.
True.
But I just like go through this list, and I chose one, and I saw one was like a mix of a bunch of different wines, a Cabernet, a Syrah, a Sauvignon. And I'm like, sommelier comes up, and I'm like, yeah, so how is this? He's like, you know, tell him what I'm going to eat. He's like, oh yeah, no, that could work. That could work quite nicely. And he starts describing all these things, and I'm acting like I know what the fuck he's talking about. I really was like chumming it up. I was like, oh okay, cool. And so, how does the Syrah in it pair with other factors in the thing? Like I'm doing it. I only had one thing I was asking about. I wasn't gonna choose another wine. I went with that wine. He brings it. They do the thing where they uncork it. They sniff it, because if it smells like shit, that means that it went rotted inside. It's supposed to smell like wine. That's why they sniff it. Anyways, he pours me that glass. You know that test glass that they pour you and you taste it and you're supposed to like approve it or not? In what situation are you not going to say yes to that? I've already gone through the whole process of choosing the bottle. He's brought it. He's poured it out. He's given it to me. I'm sniffing it. I'm always going to be like, yeah.
You're not the guy that can say no. Schlatt, maybe he's the guy. You just don't have that aura. you just give off novice wine energy.
I feel like they you want me to give off novice wine energy because you're afraid of what I can do. You're afraid of my potential.
And if you got really into wine, that'd actually be pretty cool. Because as my most American quality,
I think you're afraid of my palate.
No, you can have your palate, buddy. I hate your palate.
I think you're afraid of my palate. I think you're afraid about what my palate can do.
Ted's off his rocker right now.
I'm going to be a wine guy.
You should. I need a wine guy. Because I love wine. Ted's frozen. I love wine. And I don't know anything about it. So having a guy that knows...
I'm going to learn so much shit about wine. I'm going to rock it ahead of you. It's going to be like Age of Empires 2. You're going to stop wanting to
drink
red...
I'm actually asking you to do that. I would love you to be my wine guy.
Listen. You're going to stop wanting to drink red wine because I'm going to get so good at red wine. I'm going to be flown with it.
This reminds me of Ted's insanity. I can't do it.
You're gonna be like this is gonna, it's gonna just be like when I got good at Age of Empires 2 and you're gonna be like I don't even want to play anymore. Stop and you're gonna go beer only and you're gonna just be drinking PBRs for the rest of your life.
I almost bought a red wine tonight because I was like Ted's in Europe, I should buy a wine, and then Emma was like Narragansett, you like those, so I bought them.
I'm strictly a Brunello guy from now on.
A Brunello? What the fuck is that?
It's
you don't even know.
Wine.
You don't even
it's
know.
It's a red wine.
I don't even see. Here's the thing. I like red wine. I couldn't tell you what kind I like. I wish they
it's
were just
very
called.
Complex.
They're called Cabernet Sauvignon. Why aren't they just called sweet, sour, dry, mild? That's where I would like us to get.
You know how locked in with the wine shit I got in Italy? I sent myself some shit back.
You mailed yourself shit?
Yeah.
Wow, you are in deep.
I mailed myself, dude, it sucks you dry. It's like a succubus. The country of Italy is like a succubus.
Yeah, I believe it.
Latched on to my wallet and started sucking. I mailed myself. Well, actually, okay, so I mailed you guys some stuff too.
It's
actually admittedly going to my mother, but you'll have to pick it up from our hometown when you're over there next. But I mailed myself a very nice olive oil.
Oh, that's cool. Did you mail me olive
oil? It's like
oil?
It came in a can, maybe.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I'm going to be drinking it.
I might have mailed you olive oil. I might have mailed you some pasta, and I might have mailed you some spices.
Wow, Emma's gonna cook us a good pasta.
And I might have mailed you a little handwritten postcard.
Wait, did you get my card I sent you?
Yeah, I did. We talked about this.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's why I thought of doing the postcard thing is because you sent me things. Yeah. So it's like now we got a mail thing going on.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I know it is.
We haven't mailed in a while.
We haven't, not since 2017.
16. Okay. 2016. I was in the old core, okay?
Yeah, no, you were. You got an olive oil, and in my message that I sent you...
Well, you're just going to spoil the whole thing now.
I guess, because you straight up asked.
Well, I was just kind of looking for a little teaser, just something to get my beak wet, and now I'm getting...
I'm not going to spoil the whole
message.
Now
I've already blown my load. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this?
Yeah, you got post.
Yeah, I'm like, why are we even doing this?
You got post-present reveal sadness or whatever?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, geez, all right. Well, nothing to look forward to in life, I guess.
You haven't gotten it yet. You know what it tastes like. I tasted the different olive oils, and I chose the one that was the best. But what you can use that for is the talent that you revealed to me that I didn't know about until you busted it out randomly during my birthday, which was
the bread
you
oil.
Grab some olive oil. Tucker's in my kitchen. He just grabs some olive oil. He's spinning it around. He grabs some spices. He's turning into a fucking Chef Ramsay all of a sudden.
All of Ted's friends.
It was remarkable when you did that. I liked it a lot.
It was good, right?
I like that.
I think we can talk a little bit more about it in the bonus episode.
I think we should.
I think this is our this is where we transition. But thanks for watching the regular episode, guys. Appreciate you. You are what makes everything possible. And we love you.
We love you. Thanks for watching. Peace, bitches.
See you on the Patreon if you choose to join us there.
See you on the Patreon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.